Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Up and Go Breakfast.
It's 14 minutes before 8 o'clock. Let's go and spend some time with Dr. Wendy Christen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. She's been in practice there since 2005. And since we're throwing dates around, good morning, Wendy. I was trying to think. I think you and I have been together for, must be close on 8 years already here on Breakfast.
I think so, yes. It's been a very long time. Morning, Brad.
Good morning. When I think about it, I said to my wife this morning, I said, when I first started Radio Cape Pulpit, my son, who is now a teenager, was only, how old was he? 3 years old when I started. So when it puts things into perspective, how quickly time goes by, I'm so grateful for all that we've been able to learn from you. And today, we're chatting around carbohydrates, because over the last number of weeks, Wendy, when we've been talking about all the different kinds of diets, I think you said so many times we've got to keep the carbs low, the carbs low, the carbs low. But perhaps we need to say that, you know, maybe carbs, well, certain kind of carbs, are not all bad.
Yes, it's very true. And I think carbs can get a bad rap. And I think myself, I've said carbs are the enemy and not fats. But I thought it would be good to clarify that not all carbohydrates are bad, and we do need carbohydrates, so we shouldn't be eliminating them completely.
Yes, I think about carbohydrates, and we often think about potatoes or rice or pasta or spaghetti. Potatoes aside, I mean, a lot of the stuff in bread, a lot of that stuff is processed, but I would think that when it comes down to carbohydrates, if we take them in the whole food form, the most natural food form, then that would be the ones that would be best for us. Is that good logic?
Yes, that's absolutely good logic. You do get good and bad carbohydrates. And so rather than making all carbs bad, I think it's better to split them into the right categories. So the good carbohydrates are your whole foods. You know, they have the fiber in them. They have the goodness and the nourishment. They're not going to spike your blood sugar as badly. Whereas the bad carbohydrates or the sugars and the refined carbohydrates, all those baked goods, that just spike your blood sugar and create, you know, lots of inflammation and other issues in your body.
Yeah. So what exactly do we need carbohydrates for? Because we know we need those macronutrients, protein, fats, and carbohydrates. So they do form an important part of a daily balanced diet. So what exactly does carbohydrates do?
So they are one of the body's primary sources of energy. So every cell in our body can use glucose for fuel. And some organs, especially our brains, prefer glucose. So when we eat the right kinds of carbohydrates, we are actually supporting that balance, and we can be fueling our systems.
So when it comes to carbohydrates, that's not just about managing our blood sugar levels. There's more to it than just that.
Exactly. So it is around the interplay between our physical body, our nervous systems, our environments, and then obviously the impact on our emotional well-being as well. So if we're not supporting our bodies with the right kind of fuel, that's going to potentially impact how we feel as well.
So on the whole blood sugar thing, let's chat around the refined carbohydrates versus the more natural whole food version. Where do we find these refined carbohydrates around us every day, or maybe even in our fridges and cupboards? And what effect does that have on our bodies?
So the refined carbohydrates usually include foods like white sugar, sugary drinks, so all the sodas and the cool drinks and things that we can consume, even energy drinks, we have to watch those. Processed baked goods, anything that's white, so white bread, white rice, although rice is a little bit different, but anything white. So what they're typically stripped of fiber and nutrients, which then causes a rapid spike in our blood sugar. So we have these spikes and these crashes, so that keeps you wanting to reach for more of those types of foods. And they challenge our bodies. So they place stress on our systems, which then can contribute to things like fatigue, cravings, metabolic imbalances, weight gain, just generalized inflammation in the body as well.
So let's talk about then the unprocessed carbohydrates, those ones that actually nourish us.
Yes. So these are foods that are going to include things like vegetables, fruits, legumes, whole grains. They include in their composition lots of fiber, vitamins and minerals. There are plant compounds usually that support digestion as well. They help our immune function and overall long-term well-being. And they don't just give us energy, they actually support the systems that create the energy in the first place.
So you mentioned fiber there. Just chat quickly around that, fiber that we get so readily when we consume the right kinds of carbohydrate. What benefit does fiber play?
So fiber is very important for our gut health. It also helps to regulate our blood sugar. So fiber helps, if there's fiber in a whole food, it helps to slow down that release of glucose. So that means we don't have those spikes and those drops like we would if we're eating foods that don't have as much fiber in them. The fiber also feeds the good bacteria in the digestive system. So it's helping to keep your good organisms in your gut in good balance. And it also obviously helps to reduce inflammation. It removes toxins from your body. And so it's very important to make sure that we do have sufficient fiber in our diets. It's very good for hormonal balance as well.
Yeah, just I wanted to touch on that. You were talking early on about integrated systems of the body. And when we think of food, we think usually of calories and we think of energy and blood sugar and that sort of a thing. But what about the nervous system? How do carbohydrates regulate that?
Well, if we are, so carbohydrates help then help us produce serotonin, which is a feel happy brain chemical. It helps us to feel calm and grounded. It makes us feel satisfied. So if we don't have enough carbohydrates in our diets or the right kinds of carbohydrates, we can feel cranky and irritable. Our blood sugar can fluctuate. And then we don't necessarily produce enough of these feel good brain chemicals. And so, yes, without enough of those, we could potentially feel irritable, anxious, just depleted in general.
So maybe we've just been looking at kind of carbohydrates the wrong way. We've been thinking they're the enemy when actually we need it. I mean, you're talking again about these integrated systems. We do need it. The big thing here is just if we are going to keep them to a minimum, then we also need to know what are the best kinds for us to be taking in. So we really need that practical help from you.
Yes. So we do want to be eating those that are slow releasing the more complex carbohydrates. So that would be the category that they fall under. So they're not refined or processed, but they're complex, which means they include those fibers, they're slower releasing, they provide all these important things for our nervous system as well. And I think another thing that's important to remember is that many of us live in a state of chronic stress. We're rushed, we're busy, you know, there's a lot on the go. And if we're restricting our carbohydrates too much, we won't be able to have the capacity to cope with the stress in our lives as well.
I realize that there might be opening another whole conversation, which we don't have time for this morning. But when we look at all of this, how does GI fit into all of this? A low GI or high GI?
Well, in a nutshell, very quickly, you've got GI and GL. Uh-huh. And the GI is the glycemic index. So your refined carbohydrates are going to be very high on the GI level. Uh-huh. So a glycemic index is how closely a food represents glucose. So if you are eating something very refined, glucose has a score of 100, you're going to be very close to that 100 mark. And that's going to dysregulate your blood sugar very quickly. A lower GI is going to have a slower release on your blood sugar. The GL is the glycemic load, and the glycemic load is the impact of the carbohydrates in the entire meal on your blood sugar. Uh-huh. So you can balance out that blood sugar. Say you're eating proteins and fats and some complex carbohydrates, you will also with that have a slower release of your blood sugar. And then say potentially you have a little bit of dessert or a glass of wine with your meal. That whole count of that meal slows down the release of that potentially unhealthy food that you're going to be consuming with that. But again, it depends on quantities. It depends on quality as well.
Okay, so we've got to keep those low. Because I'm seeing now packaging, well, it has for a long time, but you can certainly see that on some packaging that there's a low GI food. Those are the ones that we really need to be focusing on, particularly if one struggles already with high blood sugar levels and even pre-diabetic or diabetic, then you need to be certainly avoiding those high GI foods. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes. Okay. So if something is marked low GI, then that's a good option, to choose.
Ah, so again, we need to choose. That's the word there. We need to know what we're eating and we need to choose, because we can't just say all carbs are bad, but we need to acknowledge that many carbs, particularly what we're finding in the supermarket these days for convenience, is heavily processed, and we need to stay away from that.
Absolutely. So if we can avoid processed foods, those we should typically be avoiding at all costs, but including whole natural foods into our diets, then we should have balance. Mm. And I think that also falls, we spoke about the Mediterranean diet, it falls into the concept of the Mediterranean diet. It's about balance. It's about having the complex carbohydrates as well as your healthy fats, your proteins, and small amounts of fruits and those kind of things as well.
Fantastic. For so many years, you and I have been able to do this together, Wendy. We've been sharing information. You went from simply Mrs. Wendy Christin to Dr. Wendy Christin. We've come a long way, even in your own career, and you've shared so much of that along the way with us. Thank you so much for your dedication, for your preparation, for your expertise, and how you've helped us along to be better versions of ourselves because of how we move and what we put in our bodies. I'm grateful that you're still going to be here to continue in the mornings, but for the time you and I have been able to spend together, a massive thank you, Wendy. It's hard for me to believe that Thursdays like this will no longer continue, but so grateful that you'll be here for the listeners going forward. So from me, a massive thanks to you, Wendy, and all the best at Integrated Health Solutions.
Pleasure, Brad, and thank you so much as well. I, as I said to you, I'm a little sad that this is our last chat together.
Yes.
But I wish you very well on your journey as well, and thanks for everything, because it's been amazing to be able to chat with you. I think, you know, the rapport that we've had over the years has just been wonderful. So it's made it lovely.
Ah, that's the voice of Dr. Wendy Christin, PhD, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Go and visit her website, integratedhealthsolution.co.za. I was actually there this week. And there are even links to her podcasts that come from this program that we've done together. So don't miss out on that. And if you need someone to help you out with your health, you know where to find it. Integrated Health Solution. Dr. Wendy, here's to a fantastic rest of your wet day. And a beautiful, peaceful Easter weekend, and for the rest of what I hope is going to be a long time, helping the listeners of Radio K Pulpit and Radio Deesa. Be blessed. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks, Brad. Bye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.